But yeah, camp is a lot of fun. And like I said, this year's theme was Living on Top, God's Higher Way. And we're even though Chris Gorman was our speaker, we still utilize Kirby Huseby's material, who most of you know. And this is his material again, and Chris did a really good job. And Kirby always combines Old Testament stories and New Testament teachings. And so in the morning we would do a story out of either 2 Kings, talking about some of the kings there, and from Jonah, we looked at the story of Jonah. And then the main teaching time at night was off the Sermon on the Mount, which actually in our story that we're going through is next week. And so it almost worked out perfect to talk about the Sermon on the Mount today. I'll probably touch on it a little bit. But Chris really challenged the kids to live God's way. God's higher way. And as Christians, we're called or we're held to a higher standard, if you will. And because within the Sermon on the Mount, all these lists of things on how we should live and how we should be and how we really shouldn't trade that for anything else. And one aspect that Chris talked about is us standing together as Christians. Because when we stand together, it's easier for others to see Christ, and it just kind of helps encourage one another. In fact, an illustration that Chris used was the law of the pendulum. And the law of the pendulum is the fact that the pendulum will not go back any higher than its original starting point. And so, of course, we had to test it. And so we threw up a pendulum. We put a rope up over a high ropes course area, and they tied a 25-pound weight to it. And the kids got the stand there and test the law of the pendulum. And so you'll see some pictures of it, but the kids would stand there and take that weight and put it right up to their nose and then let go. And they had to stand there and see if the law was true. Luckily, there was no interference, and so the law was true every time. No kid got a bloody nose or anything like that. But do you trust that law that says the pendulum will not go any higher than its starting point? And the same thing is true for us. Do we trust God's word? Do we trust God's law? Do we trust it to be true? 100% true all the time. And so the kids got to see, through an illustration that God's word, God's law is true. And it's interesting, the first person that got up there, that the weight's coming back, and she kind of, wanted to be sure, is this really going to happen? And then when they saw, it really happens. Well, then everybody got in line and wanted to do it. But that's the same thing for us too. When we stand up for Christ or we do things for Christ, other people see that. And then other people get excited and other people want to be a part of it as well. And so when we're part of what God is doing, it brings in the momentum and others want to be a part of it. In fact, one of the verses that the kids memorized, and one of the verses that go along with the lessons was Matthew 5:16, which says, "In the same way, let your light shine before men, that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven." I mean, one of the part of the Sermon on the Mount is that we are to be salt and light to this world. We are to go and shine in this world so that others will see Christ in us. And so when we trust God's word and we live his way, other people are going to be drawn to that. They're going to want to see something is different about you. Something is different about that person. There's this internal joy, if you will, this internal peace that people are going to be infected by. In fact, as Dean prayed, and as Micah mentioned, we did have a baptism. That was the first time we've ever done a baptism at camp. But we were really urged and spurred on by a couple of kids that really wanted to be baptized there. And they really wanted to be baptized by Chris. And so, on the last night, after a few phone calls to parents and grandparents to make sure that it was okay, we held a baptism service down at the river. And, it was really neat that these kids wanted to do that. Micah was one of them, and Brenna Gilchrist was the other one. And we were just so excited to be a part of that. A And kind of like in our story today that we're looking at, Jesus' ministry kind of started when he went to go see John the Baptist. Which I don't know why he's called John the Baptist. I mean, I guess it probably was more like John the Baptizer. I mean, that's who they knew him as. He was a baptizing people. And so people were going to him to be baptized because they wanted a change. They wanted to show those around them that there is a difference there. And that's the same thing for us. When we do a baptismal service, we're essentially giving our testimony, saying that we have been changed. We have been made new. Because John's message toward the world was that we need to repent because the kingdom of heaven is near. And that's our message to the world today, too. I mean, Jesus could come back at any moment, at any time, and so we're to be sharing that with others as well, that there needs to be a repentance, which simply means you're saying, I need Jesus. I need to turn from the way that I'm going, and I need to follow Jesus. And it's just neat to see how even the kids grasp onto that, that there's something that needed to be different. And I praise our counselors because they did an excellent job of just taking what Chris's message and his teachings and just breaking it down for each kid so they could all hear the message of Jesus. And John, the baptizer, he gave this testimony about Jesus. And he even gave us, in my mind, I guess, a new attitude that we should be having. But his testimony of Jesus was that he was the Son of the Lamb of God, the one that was going to take away the sins of the world. And he mentioned that as people were coming to be baptized in him. He was saying, no, you're not coming to see me. It's not about me. In fact, he says this in John 3:30. He said, he, Jesus, must become greater. I must become less. And I think that's an important lesson for us. Because in a world where everybody's all about themselves and it's all about me and my attitude and what's going on in my life, we need to say, no, Jesus needs to become greater and I need to become less. To the point where they don't see me anymore, but they see Jesus in me. Because when we accept Christ into our heart and into our life, we're taking on his free gift of salvation that he gave for us. When he came onto this earth to die on the cross, to pay the penalty for our sins. And we accept him in our life. The Bible says that we are made new, that we are washed clean, that we are a new creation in him. And the cool thing about baptism is it's a great illustration of everything that just happened. When you accept Christ in your life, you go then and be baptized, and basically all you're saying is that I am a new creature, and I am accepting Christ's free gift of salvation. And because of that, now I am then buried my life, myself, my selfishness, everything that I have, all my sins are buried with him. And we are brought up, and we are washed clean, and we are made whole, and we are made new. And you're also saying that I am now telling you that that's who I am, that I am a child of God, that I'm a follower of Christ. And that also gives us, as fellow Christians, permission to say, I want to hold you accountable to that. I want to help you grow in that. I want to continue to walk with you in that. And in the same way, we're telling them that they have the same to us. That if we're doing something wrong, to hold us accountable, to hold us to God's higher standard. To help us to follow what it is that God has called us to do. And so we are buried with him in like his death, and we are raised with him in his resurrection. And we have that hope and that promise that one day we're going to spend eternity with him. Because Christ left this earth to prepare a place for those that have accepted him. And we get to spend eternity with him forever. And so that baptism is just that outward sign of an inward change within each and every one of us. It's, again, a testimony to those around us saying, I am a follower of Christ. And I want to live my life for him. I want to live God's higher way, God's better way. And so that is our call, that is our challenge today. And that was what challenged Chris challenged us with that whole week. And that's what John the Baptist is challenging us to. That we are becoming less, which again is totally opposite of what the world tells us. But we are actually to become less so that he can shine through us. So that we can then go and be salt and light to this earth. Heavenly Father, we just want to praise you and thank you, Lord, for just this great week of camp. And for just the way you spoke through Chris, through your Holy Spirit, Lord, to each and every one of us. And I do pray that we would take that challenge, that we would come to you with a repentant heart, knowing that we are sinners, Lord, knowing that we need you in our lives, knowing that we need your forgiveness, and give our lives to you, Lord. And say that from this day forward, I'm going to die to myself, and I'm going to live for you, that I'm going to be a light, I'm going to be the salt on this earth, so that others will see you in me. So Lord, I just pray that that is everybody's prayer here today. We just praise you again, Lord, for you. Just the way that you moved this last week, the way that you broke through hearts, broke through into people's lives. And I pray that you would be with us as a church, as we continue to grow and minister, to share your love, to grow together in you and through your word. And again, be a light in this world, in this city. We ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.